Velveteen Mind, read by the author, Megan Jordan. Read the originals at velveteenmind.com. In the absence of a sarcasm font, audio blogging. January 14th, 2009. We recently published a post at Blog Nosh magazine that suggested the word sarcasticate be added to our vernacular. Sarcasticate would be a verb, and it would mean to make something sarcastic, as applicable to writing text. You see, I can make things bold, I can italicize, I can underline, I can even strike through, but I can't sarcasticate. Gone will be the days in which people misunderstand your tone of voice when reading your brilliant writing. The Nerdist suggested a special font for sarcasm after a couple of sticks in the mud griped about a recent Wired article of his. I think both gentlemen failed to grasp the tongue-in-cheekity of it all. This is why there should be a font for sarcasm. Hell yes. Ditto. Amen. He went on to suggest that allowing such vocal readers to complain probably saves random strangers from being gunned down in the park. Gripes, not snipes, I always say. The Nerdist and the bloggist should get together, is all I'm saying. But unless Chris Hardwick figures out a way to get more than just free gadgets out of all the tech gurus he knows, we won't be getting a font for sarcasm anytime soon. And I'm sick of either explaining myself or becoming a better writer. That leaves us back where we started, with the burden of conveying tone remaining squarely on our shoulders, whispering into our ears. No one is going to read that in the high-pitched nasally whine you are imagining. Try harder. Devices! Devices, I tell you! Writing devices. All of the little tricks of the trade that we use to convey tone. You know. Ellipses. Blank space. All caps! Words smushed together to convey impatience or rambling. Ums and errs and built into our text to help pace the reader. No. Okay, thanks, bye. Despite our best attempts, we all still end up with the comments that take us off guard with their level of misunderstanding. Those, are they serious? Comments that make you think that someone involved in this equation must have been reading something other than what you wrote, because for Christ's sakes, that's not what you meant. This, people, is why my posts are so damn long. I try to cover every possible angle, anticipate every possible interpretation and conclusion, and then address it before you force me to mutter, "But that's not what I'm saying," or, "Yes, I already knew that, but it was redundant to spell it out." Then I don't end up with any comments because there's nothing left to say. Crap. Insert smiley face emoticon, which is yet another device meant to convey that I'm yanking your chain, but that I really hate to use in blogging because are we 12? So, in the absence of the sarcasm font, and therefore the ability to sarcasticate, I have decided to start cheating. I'm adding audio blog versions of my posts. A huge fan of audiobooks, I'm totally putting my melodrama hat on for you. Oh yes, dear readers, come listeners. You can now listen to my breathless tones as I read my posts to you live. Ish. There is currently a delay of about a day before I get the audio blog versions posted, because I tend to furiously type and hit publish all within the same 20-minute period. I've heard I could save things to draft until the audio version is done, but I've also heard that you shouldn't send emails when you're angry or drunk. Now, where is the fun in that? Delayed gratification? Maybe for you, but clearly not for me. I'm also working on an easy link so that you can subscribe to my audio blogs via iTunes, but that takes planning, and I think we've already established my take on that. I'll get back to you. In the meantime, I've recorded some of my favorite posts and would love your feedback. For instance, is anyone even going to listen to them? Yeah, I'm thinking that would be a good place to start. On the downside, I can't find anyone else that is doing audio versions of their blog posts, so I don't know how mine compare. On the upside, I can't find anyone else pretending to be an audiobook performer, so I don't know how mine compare. Posts with audio versions so far? I'm a have, but I happen to have not. Hierarchy of suffering, who wins? Gravel paves the road to the White House. The trouble with pies. Coffee cup lipstick. I own this. And iPod identity. Be warned that I tried to read them more slowly than I speak so that you can actually follow along in the car or wherever. That's your business. And I also apparently didn't find it necessary to stick entirely to script. Before I do any more, let me know if anything doesn't work. Though, if you just can't get them to play at all, I probably can't help you. Gripes, not snipes, people. Gripes, not snipes. Most importantly, I have to say that reading what was written to be read silently was actually more challenging than I expected. All of those devices I spoke of earlier? Yeah. Just try to read a strike through out loud. Jesus. Good Lord. Ah, man. Be sure to check out the original posts for photos, links, and to share your comments. Revel in the Threadbare at velveteenmind.com.